studios in Eugene, Oregon, it's Oregon Update with your hosts, Cliff and Robin. You can join Cliff and Robin by dialing 646-721-9887 or by email at talk@krbnradio.com. And now, here's your hosts, Cliff and Robin.
Officer, how may I be of service to you today?
You know why I stopped you, sir.
No, sir. I'm afraid I do not.
Sir, are you aware that Eugene has an anti-congestion ordinance and you are in violation of it?
What?
Oh my God, I gotta do this every time. Look, in order to reduce what is commonly known as the gut in Eugene, the city council has decided to set up areas designated as a congested area, and within those areas, you are not allowed to drive in the same intersection more than two times within a certain period in one day. Therefore, sir, you are in violation of that new ordinance, and you are subject to a fine.
Gosh golly, officer, you must be kidding me. Really?
Sir, please step out of the car.
And that is actually a real ordinance in Eugene.
I remember when they passed that.
You've got to be kidding.
Yep. That was the biggest.
What if you're lost and can't find out where you're going and you're back on the road again?
Well, I think they only enforced it to stop the crews every Saturday night on Willamette.
Oh.
Yeah.
And after that practice was halted with the strict enforcement of this new law, then nobody cruised the gut, and so it's rarely enforced anymore. But
so
it's on the book.
They don't have a cruise area in Eugene anymore?
No, not anymore, and it was there for generations.
How can you? How can a city go without having a place to cruise? My God, every city has. I mean, even, well.
Well, this was not antique car, classic car cruise.
I understand
this was
that.
Just
this
a Saturday night social thing.
Yeah.
People from Cottage, kids from Cottage Grove would go up there and cruise the gut. And before they put in the Holt Center in the early 80s, they could cruise from Skinner's Butte all the way down to 30th Avenue and back. It was a long, straight cruise.
Boy, in Everett, they've got thousands of cars that do that. I don't know if they still do or not, but they did have thousands of cars.
Well, I think the price of gas also had a factor.
Well, that's, yeah, nowadays, cruising is probably not a good thing.
And speaking of cruising, before I get cruising for a bruising, welcome to the show. We have a new member to our cast I'd like to welcome. She's been on the guest on our show a couple of times. Cindy Wildreyer, welcome to the crew.
Hey, it's my pleasure to be here.
And the other ominous voice is our other co-host, Cliff.
Hi, how are you?
Hello. That actually was not on purpose, believe it or not.
Cliff and I are both losing our voices. The difference is that people celebrate when I lose mine.
Hey, well, I won't say whether they do or not when I lose mine. They just have enough courtesy not to, well, never mind.
Well, Cliff, you have the quintessential radio voice. Come on.
Yeah, but I use it constantly. I never shut up. That's the problem. I tell you. It's been going for the last 3 or 4 days, and it's back a little bit this morning. But I've not been feeling the best this week. So sorry, folks, if I sound a little sick.
It's all right. I'm sure by the time we get you going today, as mine is going, you probably won't have a voice at the end. And Cindy will be taking care of the show the rest of the
really?
Day.
Oh, boy. Let's just throw the rookie under the bus. Sounds like some wimping out's going on here. I protest.
Anyways, welcome to the show. You can join the show by dialing 646-721-9887. Or you can also join us in the chat room. Chat room is open. There, we do have a guest in the chat room already. Welcome. And last week we had some pretty good callers from all over the U.S., and it really makes the show. So if you'd like to join the show, again, dial 646-721-9887. You can listen to the show as well by dialing that number. And when you decide that you would like to join in and add your 2 cents worth, you push 1 on your little touchpad, and a hand comes up, and I go, welcome area code so-and-so to the show, and there you have it.
And we've got some real interesting things today for all these laws. I guess interesting would be the word for the laws. For example, in Globe, Arizona, you can't play cards in the street with a Native American. That's it. You can't play cards in the street with a Native American.
Okay.
And
darn, that was on my bucket list.
So disappointed.
And if you bother the cottontails or the bullfrogs, you will get a fine.
I'll make a point not to do that.
And here's the one in Maricopa County. Here's a real eye-opener. No more than 6 girls may live in any house.
Wow.
So you better not have big families.
So what do you do if you have 5 girls and after the 6th one is born,
six is okay. You just for the next one you have to get a divorce because you can't have a wife. She I assume is a girl.
I'm not even going to comment. No, there's a, as you probably guessed, this is the theme of the show today. We'll get into a little bit of news items that's been cooking. And, of course, if you do a search on the Internet under weird laws, there's tons and tons and tons of them. Some of these are verified, some are not. But who cares? Today is kind of fun.
I just saw this one, which concerns me, because in Nogales, there is an ordinance prohibiting the wearing of suspenders. And I'm wearing suspenders today, so I can't live in Nogales, Arizona.
Why on earth would someone pass a law banning suspenders?
I have no
especially
idea.
Especially in this era of sagging pants.
Well, see, I've got one pair of pants that doesn't have belt loops, and so I have to wear suspenders.
I see.
And I'm wearing them today. I wear them so seldom that it's amazing that I caught this.
Are those the one with the flowers on it?
No, they're not ones with flowers on
them. I'm not telling. Professional courtesy here.
Now, they do have one in Tempe, Arizona that actually makes sense, that you need to be 18 years old to buy spray paint. Now, that's actually being promulgated throughout the United States in various cities because of all the tagging and painting on walls and...
Well, when I was growing up in Ontario, Oregon, you had to be 18 to buy super glue.
Yeah. I can believe that. That's
yeah.
Something.
I had a friend that sniffed glue, and he says, "Boy, I feel good. How do I look?" Yeah, dude, you just glued your nostrils together. You look great, man.
Yeah. Really.
I'll call the Undertaker. Anyways, a couple things I wanted to kind of throw out there, newsworthy-wise. I brought up on several shows back about the prospect of what if the president or the government decides to continue to do something that was considered unconstitutional or judges ruled against the law. And I just want to kind of, since Libya's in the news today, I kind of wanted to throw that out there and... our congressman, Peter DeFazio, which I believe is 4th district?
Yeah, 4th congressman.
Whenever these confrontations happen and we get involved, it's not long before Congress is going, guys, we want part of the fun here. Can we kind of enact the War Powers Act? And then, of course, you know, the president will be, then there'll be talks of impeachment every time. Of course,
we should be talking at this time, but not for that.
Well, the point is, and I made a similar comment on one of the local blogs when they were talking about this, is, I mean, Cliff and I both have things that we harp on, and one of the things I harp on is borrowing from Parliament and having a vote of no confidence, because when the Constitution was first enacted for the U.S. per se to get involved in another country, it would take weeks or months or years to get our military over to get involved, and there's time for debate and everything. And in the 21st century, it's just a touch of a button or a phone call, and you know, damage is done.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, what nobody told us, including the president, was that he had warships already on its way over around the Suez Canal and around in Egypt and Libya before he even did anything. So they were there when he wanted them.
Exactly. It's like, okay, I can understand the no-fly zone, but why are we sending cruise missiles over there?
Why are we sending cruise missiles over there?
Yeah, we're bombing Gaddafi's residence from what I understand.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He had the ships over there with them on it already. I mean, he had them in place before he even talked about doing anything. So he was thinking about it long before.
Well, this has been going on for over a month.
Well, yeah. And that's why everybody was talking about how slow he is to enter into the subject. And really, he wasn't so slow. He was getting his ducks in order behind mm-hmm. the scenes before this ever took place. I mean, the whole point is he's dug us into a hole. That's this man is destroying us slowly but surely, and we aren't even paying attention. Because now, okay, if we do what we're doing in Libya, what are we going to do in Syria and all the rest of these countries, Tunisia, all the, there's what, 13 of them over there that we're going to have to step into and help out or help in, or and who do we back, the government or the oppressors or the?
Well, I think the fact that this particular, the Libyan situation is different than some of the other countries that, like Egypt, that have been involved, is that Gaddafi hired mercenaries to come in and start killing people that were opposed to him. And the slaughter of people by outsiders that he's hired to come into the country to keep his hold on the government, when there's a growing number of people and even in the military that are asking for asylum so that they don't have to go back to Libya, I think, and there is, you know, I've heard that it was Secretary of State Hillary Clinton that encouraged him to take this action. But last night on Diane Sawyer, she said that, no, she that's not the case.
She encouraged Obama, is that
uh-huh.
what you're saying? Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, the thing is, we've got a federal administration now that is not cohesive. Everybody says their own thing and does their own thing, and they should be, if nothing else, getting on Skype and getting together and at least having one voice, and we're not doing that, and that's disastrous, and why can't we do that? I mean, I have no problem with Obama taking a vacation or being in Bolivia or in South America while this is going on, and I know why he's doing it. He wants to give the impression that we're not involved,
mm-hmm.
that it's the NATO or UN, rather, that's doing all of this, and the other countries are leading it. They may be leading it at his suggestion, I'm sure,
mm-hmm.
because and I'm not even sure now at this point if it is at his suggestion, because I think the rest of the world is becoming well aware that he does not have a hint of what's going on, and I believe he doesn't have a hint.
Well, what scares me is that one of these days, we're going to be poking our nose into something, and it's going to come back. I mean, like, for example, I'm just going to throw Libya out there as an example. Let's say once they get through with their revolution, that when the dust settles, they may then turn to the United States and go, you know, you interfered, and now we're going to retaliate against you directly and start sending missiles this direction.
I just want to chime in from a historical perspective that I think that the United States would not be the United States of America today if France had not sided with us against Britain. I think that Britain would have continued and crushed the American Revolution had France not intervened. And because our freedoms and our Constitution and Bill of Rights were based on the fact that we did break away from what at the time people considered, for a number of people, we were pretty divided, the Tories from we weren't called revolutionaries, the freedom, what were we called? The Minutemen. And anyway, I'm having a senior moment here. But I just think that because of that, What was that?
Say what?
Say what? So I think that because of that America has, when there have been dictators that are literally killing innocent people, and look how Gaddafi is protecting himself. He's taken into the palace women and children that are loyal to him as a human shield to solidify his power, because he knows that Americans will not take for the slaughter of women and children through airstrikes.
Right.
Well, see, again, we have gotten ourselves so deep in this thing and so absurdly involved, and I just, we've got to get out of this, because there's, and I don't think we can get out of this one, but we've got to stop doing this, because we can't take on the whole world, and that's what's going to happen. I mean, we've already got two wars that we're fighting, well, three considering this.
Exactly, and we can't protect our own borders.
We haven't declared war in Libya.
And was Congress involved
when you're
at all?
Bombing.
Was Congress involved at all in this decision to go over and start sending crews?
The reason we haven't declared a war is because he doesn't want to go to Congress. I mean, it's a war. I mean, ready or not, it's a war. There's no doubt about that.
That's my point. Based on the past history, when presidents have gone through and Congress is going, you know, you need to declare the war powers act so we can have a say in it. In the 21st century, things can happen so fast.
That's true.
That the impeachment process is so slow and so lengthy that it's now impractical, because so much damage can be done by the time that Congress can even get up there to convene.
Yeah, really. Especially if they walk off and go to Illinois.
Well, yeah.
That's another another story entirely. But
I hear the coffee is good there.
Yeah, I tell you. Well, the thing is, we've got to get out of these wars, because there's just no way we can be in so many places at a time. And we are letting our own country deteriorate and go real problems going unanswered, because we don't have the money, we don't have the facilities, we don't have the people, because they're all somewhere else. And I can understand, because there's a fourth war we're fighting right now, and that's Japan. It's not a war. It's a war against nature or whatever, but we're sending huge numbers of people and huge numbers of dollars and huge numbers of resources to Japan to help them out. Now, I'm all for that. That's the kind of thing we should be doing, not going over there and destroying Gaddafi's military and that sort of thing. That's an internal war. That's a revolutionary war. We didn't get – well, we did have France intervene a little bit in ours. But the point is, no, we should not be doing that, because we're going to be doing that with hundreds of – there are hundreds of countries out there. And any one of them is potentially going to do something like this.
And to make a point that even though we had France's help, we pretty much did it ourselves, which makes it even more important.
Yeah.
Instead of a military coming in and liberating a country, and then you spend years later trying to teach them how to run their own country, if they, at least it's my theory, if the citizens stand up and they take over their own country, they're going to be more involved in running that country than if somebody did it for them.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens in Egypt.
Well, I think that's why we're joining with other countries in an international effort to take out Gaddafi's air defenses.
I think the reason we're joining with other countries, and the reason we work so hard to get the UN to make this War Powers Act or whatever it is that they did, is because Obama knew if he took it to our Congress that he'd get nowhere, and he wanted to do this, and I have no idea exactly why, but
I know exactly why.
Why?
Same thing. That's kind of an embarrassment for us going over and telling other countries what to do, and this is why.
I love these members that get up and say, "Read the bill."
What
good is?
We didn't hear that.
It's 1,000 pages.
Still.
You don't have.
Okay, let me restart that.
I love these members that get up and say, "Read the bill." What good is reading the bill if it's 1,000 pages and you don't have 2 days and two lawyers to find out what it means after you read the bill. I love the
stop. And we're going to go over and stick our noses in or make decisions when our own people don't even take the time to read bills that affect us directly.
You know, you keep bringing that guy up.
Well, because he's fun, John.
But the point that I want to make is that's their job is to read that bill. I don't care what you say, and I don't care how big it is. If they're going to keep putting out 2,000-page bills or 3,000-page bills, but I think it should be a requirement that everybody read and understand it. And what that will accomplish is shorter bills. I guarantee.
But my point for bringing that up again is this is the way our members run our country. And yet we're going to, you know, the president's not going to Congress. Well, why should he? They won't even do their job. We're telling other countries how to run, and we can't even take the time to do our own thing, I guess is my point.
I'll agree with that, and I think the 2012 election is going to shake things up a little bit, even more than this last one did, because
except in Oregon.
People are getting tired. I'd like to see something happen in Oregon, too, because it is getting a little tiresome. In Oregon, we're sitting here. We're not cutting back on spending. Excuse me.
God bless you.
We're not cutting back on spending in Oregon. We're adding taxes.
Exactly.
Is what we're doing, and a lot of them, and bonds. Schools are trying to float bonds as well as add taxes, and it isn't working. Nobody's cutting wages. Nobody's cutting. Well, they are going to cut salary. They are going to cut teachers in the one
positions
case.
Positions are being eliminated.
Which is, again, I get real upset that our country has degraded to the point that we wouldn't take a 10% cut in pay in order to save, 80 people's positions, 80 teachers? These are people that you live and work with and know on a daily basis that teach in your school, and you won't take a little bit of a pay cut to save their job?
Well, some school districts have done that. I know Southland School District last year, there were teachers that agreed that they would take a reduction in pay in order to save more of their educational assistant position.
But did they? They agreed to it, but did they?
Well, I can't say I know that for sure, but I do know I remember reading a story where that was touted as an all-for-one, one-for-all approach to getting a balanced budget for the school district here locally.
I will have to admit that I do believe that the Southland School District is a little smarter than some of the others, but I know Eugene and Springfield are not doing that, and an awful lot of places, Wisconsin, they didn't want to do. Well, actually, they agreed to that. That was another. I got a little upset at their governor because he did go after collective bargaining.
Anyway. Let me throw out this here real quick, 646-721-9887. Give us a call, especially if you know of any strange laws or stuff that's on the books or have experience.
We've kind of run off the track from strange laws here.
That's right.
Unless you want to consider Obama a strange law.
We're getting into it. I have a what the heck are they thinking, too, which kind of goes into it if we're ready for that. 646-721-9887. The chat room is open. You can join us there and send us an email, talk@krbnradio.com.
Just remember that everyone that walks the streets in Elko, Nevada is required to wear a mask.
I can see some advantages there.
I've been to Elko, Nevada, but
I've been to Elko, Nevada, too, and they weren't wearing masks. But I don't know if they were walking the streets or just going from the building to their car. Maybe they weren't really walking the streets.
I should say I've driven through Elko, Nevada.
Yeah.
If you're going into a locker room, you can see why clothes are required.
By the way, in Reno, it's illegal to lie down on the sidewalk.
Oh. Well,
I haven't seen a lot of people doing that. So obviously they know the law.
Okay. Here we go.
You have got to be kidding me. What the heck were they thinking? Can you actually believe they did that?
It's Robin's What the Heck Are They Thinking Award, where Robin picks out some of the dumbest and most ridiculous headlines of the week. And now, with this week's picks, here's Robin.
Okay, and I want to give kudos for CBS for this one, because the food police are at it again.
Oh, boy.
Yes, they're going after serial offenders. because the images.
C-E-R-E-A-L?
C-E-R-E-A-L, yes, as in food.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Because just like Joe Camel was tempting people to start smoking, and the toys that McDonald's hands out entices children to go in and, children put their parents and they go in to buy the kids' meal. The images of cartoon characters on the front of cereal boxes are being targeted as they are coercing, kids are coercing parents to buy the product based on the cartoon character. And also from the commercials, the kids are believing that the cereal also tastes great.
Well, maybe it does. I mean, who is doing this anyway? Who's got this thing against giving kids toys? I don't understand. I don't find any problem with that at all. And if parents are so mamby-pamby that they cave in to every kid that wants a toy or a certain kind of something, of course, I see nothing wrong with allowing the kid to pick what kind of cereal he wants to eat in the morning.
Yeah, the parent has the ultimate control. But according to the article, I'm probably going to pronounce your name wrong, Tyron Winter Brill from the University of Pennsylvania had a study on the influence of breakfast cereal cartoon characters on children. And it shows just how the study reveals that they also influence on how the kids think the cereal actually tastes. And their objection
is that they don't know that. The kid may really like the cereal.
It could be.
How do you know that? I mean, if your kid says, I like that cereal, you don't know it's because the toy is inside or because the cereal tastes the way he likes.
I
know kids with weird tastes and things that they like that I don't like at all. So,
well, I do have to confess, being around 10 years old, and my sister and I, who was a few years younger, we would walk the cereal aisle and see what prize was in each cereal box and pick the cereal based on what the prize was inside.
But did you eat the cereal?
For the most part. Because normally the best prizes were in kid-friendly sugar-laden cereal. We scarfed it down.
Yeah, it's called advertising. I mean, even as a parent, you know, you go down and you buy the Lemon Pledge because you heard the commercial. It's recognition. Despite the fact that Lemon Pledge is made with real with real lemon, and the lemon pies are not, so
yeah, really.
But it's product recognition. You know, you see it, you know, hundreds, millions of times. I mean, just like if somebody says, you know, they're great, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Tony Tiger, of course.
Exactly.
You know, let's face it, you can't stop this because that's what. What do you buy? Do you buy Vaseline or petroleum jelly?
Exactly.
I mean, you buy Vaseline because that's what you know what it is. And people don't even call it petroleum jelly. They call it Vaseline no matter which brand they buy. So, you know, sometimes advertising really, really works.
Or Kleenex, for example, which is, we consider a Kleenex as being a generic name, but it's actually a company name.
Yeah, and any tissue is a Kleenex, no matter what. But, of course, I've got the real thing here.
That's right. Another little subject I'll throw out there, and this is, again, another piece of true news, and this kind of goes along with our theme of weird laws and stuff. The federal government says more overweight Americans are squeezing into buses, and now they have to rewrite the bus safety rules because of it. The Federal Transit Authority, FTA, proposes raising the assumed average weight per bus passenger from 150 pounds to 175 pounds, which could mean that fewer people will be allowed on transit buses.
Well, that's true already, isn't it? Don't they have a specific weight that they can transport, not how many people they can transport?
Oh, yeah, they do. But how often or how many times you go on the bus and somebody says, I'm sorry, I'm only allowed to carry so many?
I don't know. I've not gone on buses, but the driver has got to be aware of what that is. I mean, there have got to be limits, and I know that Greyhound, for example, they'll put on an extra bus. I know in the Bay Area, when I was down there and riding buses, that if you got X amount of people on a bus, that you sat at the stop for a minute and waited for another bus to come along and pick you up and go to the same place. So I know they did make a difference down there. It's kind of silly that they all of a sudden are talking about it, but because they've been doing it for years.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. In fact, on kind of the same line is, you know, we have seatbelt laws, but yet public transit, especially the bigger buses,
yeah,
you're allowed to stand holding a strap.
And they don't have seatbelts, do they?
No.
No, buses? Not on buses. In fact, I do have a Lane Transit District Adventures on Bus 98 story about that. It was in the morning, and we were coming out of LCC, and in the very front was a fellow that always rode on the bus in a wheelchair, and this was a new driver. There was a supervisor right next to him, and I guess he got nervous, and when he went around the corner on Gagne Road to go to the east onto 30th to go towards I-5, instead of stepping on the gas as he went around the corner, he stepped on the brake, and the guy in the wheelchair went flying into the front of the bus. All of the folks that were on those front side seats went to the floor, and it was pretty scary. It was definitely would have been a commercial for why we need seatbelts on public transit.
Really?
As soon as Bus 98 got there, they flipped the sign that says not in service. Mm-hmm. And I think that guy went back for more training.
Yeah,
I can believe
that. Well, I do have, you asked me to look up some dumb laws, and I found one in Nevada that, knowing what I know, it's not really all that dumb of a law. It says in Nevada, it is illegal to drive a camel on the highway. But every year in September, Virginia City has camel races. And during the camel races, there are only two roads that lead to Virginia City, and they're narrow two-lane roads. And you see great drop-offs down into big, deep canyons. And so I could see if you were riding a camel to the camel races, that would be a public safety issue on the highways that are leading to Virginia City. So while on face value that looks like a dumb law, it probably was there because that event has been going on for years. But it also says that in Nevada, it is still illegal to hang someone for shooting your dog on your property. And that benches may not be placed in the middle of any street in Reno. So clearly somebody was putting a bench where they weren't supposed to. So we had to create a law for the whole state to legislate that activity.
Yeah, I can see how too many benches can really be annoying.
Especially if they're in the middle of a street.
Okay, here's one for you. Senate Bill 1246, presented by Senator Jim Norman of Tampa, Florida, has made it illegal to photograph cows or farm scenery on in or near the Suquamish River. The penalty could land you in jail for doing such.
Okay, well, here's a weird law from New Jersey, and you got to consider this is, you know, the place where Jersey Shore is. All motorists must honk before passing another car, bicycle, a skater, even a skateboarder. This is the one I thought was really weird. It is illegal in New Jersey to wear a bulletproof vest while committing a murder. So, you know, if you have murder on the mind, leave your bulletproof vest at home.
Now you got to give the person you're murdering a chance to get back at you.
That's right. Okay.
It's against the law to frown at a police officer also in New Jersey.
And remember to use all fingers.
Really?
Okay. Kind of do a round table. You got one, Cliff?
Okay. In the land of 10,000 lakes declares mosquitoes a public nuisance. I wonder why.
Minnesota.
It's illegal to stand around any building without a good reason to be there. That could be a law anywhere. I mean, that's called loitering, isn't it? A person may not cross state lines with a duck atop his head.
Oh, I definitely hear the members of the committee. We have a real dire problem here. Too many people have been crossing the state lines with a duck on their head, and I think this practice should be stopped.
Well, I couldn't agree more.
Here's one that'll really get you, though. It's illegal to sleep naked in Minnesota.
Again, that could get back to my locker room example.
Too much information for me.
What I want to know is how they're going to know. That's the problem.
Uh-huh.
Because that kind of makes, I don't know, sort of intrusive, you might say.
Intrusive?
How, if they're going to find out if you're sleeping naked.
Okay.
I consider that a little intrusive.
I have one from the state of New York that says people may not slurp their soup.
Oh, God. There are countries where that's considered etiquette, slurping your soup. And is tea considered soup ever? Because you slurp it out of a saucer in England.
Oh, do you?
Of course. You pour it in your saucer and then slurp it out, cool it off.
Oh, to cool it off. Now I get it.
And don't forget to put your little pinky up in the air while you do it.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Got to have that pinky.
There's a New York law that says that a person may not walk around on Sundays with an ice cream cone in his or her pocket.
Uh-huh. In your pocket, huh?
That women may go topless in public, providing it is not being used as a business. May go topless in public.
Yeah, Springfield has the same law. You can go topless in Springfield, but as soon as you cross the river, it's illegal.
No, I can believe that.
Well, that's because topless teens are walking back and forth past the downtown athletic center's big windows for their child care center. And there was a law that says that they could do that in Eugene. That was
a child care center?
Yeah, well, in downtown Eugene happens to have a child care center right there on Willamette across from the downtown athletic club. And here are little preschoolers in there playing with their activities in the big old plate glass windows of with Woolworths or one of those five and dime stores, and that's been converted to a daycare center. And we had homeless teens that were hanging out in the mall, and one decided she was going to go topless because guys could go topless. She should have the right too. And
I agree.
That was like in the mid to late 90s.
I agree. If
that was
guys
an issue
can go topless,
in Eugene.
So girls should be able to too.
Coming from a man's point of view.
Well,
yeah, that takes you back to the locker room setting again.
Really?
Spandex is a privilege, not a right.
That's right.
No okay, problem.
In Ohio, you may be stopped for speeding if an officer just thinks you've been speeding.
Well, that's probably true almost anywhere.
But he doesn't need any type of verification. All he has to do is, the way it reads, that a police officer's unaided visual estimation of a vehicle's speed is significant evidence to support a conviction for speeding in violation of RC 4511.21 without independent verification of the vehicle's speed.
That used to be basically the law everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Before they got radar and all these verification, easy verification type systems. But I can remember many a times. I can remember just as many a times not being caught, too,
mm-hmm.
because it used to be when maybe I better not say this.
Yeah.
No, it used to be when I was a kid, which was 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay. Well, here's another one.
It's the last century.
That I used to do 100 miles an hour all the time because you could watch and see if anybody was looking. Now you don't know if anybody's looking or not. They can look from a long ways away. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Robin.
Okay. 1996 in Connecticut, it was illegal, or the sale of silly string is banned. And this law came about when pranksters silly stringed a motorcycle police officer, marching band members, and cheerleaders, causing people to chase them down and basically beating the crap out of them. So they figured they better ban silly string.
Well, you've got to watch yourself because in South Carolina, you have to have a permit to fire a missile.
Oh.
So if you're going to have a war or an uprising in South Carolina, you got to get a permit.
Or, you know, a missile launcher in your backyard.
Right,
That's right. You go down to Walmart and you buy one cheap. Okay, and here's another one. I actually did a story on this for my speech class. A sheriff's dispatcher was given the ultimatum of losing her job if she did not tell her live-in boyfriend to get married or move out under the cohabitation laws, which there are seven states now where cohabitation is still illegal.
Hmm. See, this is my concern of getting rid of laws every 5 years, is that there's going to be so much time spent going through all the laws that currently are on this book that it's going to limit the amount of time people have to consider new legislation, or it's going to be the Full Employment Act of legislators and lawyers for generations to come.
But see, that's the whole point, because we're going to go in 5 years, we're going to just get rid of them all, and then we're only going to put the important ones back on. And so every year we're going to add important laws, but we're going to get rid of an awful lot of laws that are just totally absurd, like a lot of these things that are just going to go away. And you don't have to hire people to dispute or discover what's good and what's bad. They are going to go away, simply. And so then all you have to do is worry about what you want to add. And there's going to be a whole lot less laws added. They're going to be worded so that they mean something. And
the laws that you put back every 5 years there's going to be additional laws added to those.
Maybe.
So,
see, that's the thing.
There's a lot of laws on the books that are there for important reasons.
No, a lot of them are not. And there are a few laws.
I was just going to say, well, I beg to differ.
If you have thousands and thousands of laws, and we're already going, why read the bill? How are you going to get these laws back in?
How are you going to get them back in? That's the point. You probably aren't. Because if you've got a law that's 3,000 pages, it needs to be changed. There's no possible way a law that 3,000 pages can be a benefit to anyone. In 3,000 pages, you've written the Bible, and you've covered everything.
Well, the Bible doesn't have 3,000 pages, just for the record.
Well, that's my point, is you've written more than enough to cover absolutely everything in the world if you've gotten 3,000 pages. And if you haven't covered everything in the world with those 3,000 pages, then you've done it wrong. So we've got to get rid of the 3,000 pages. That's absurd. And we're not doing that.
Well, in a litigious society where people are sue happy, that's why there's so many laws on the books, is because we're now trying to legislate in ways that protect the people that need protecting and punish the people that need punishing. And to do that on a case-by-case basis is so overwhelming. I don't think that the five-year sunset on all laws will make us any safer.
Well, the thing is, right now, anything you want to do, you can go find a law that will take care of it. And why are we making new ones? We don't need to be making new ones, because there's something somewhere that will do whatever it is you want to do. And
that's
so we've got to stop making new ones.
Like in Baltimore, for example, you know, and I'm sure that there's a lengthy debate over this one, where they made it illegal to take a lion to a movie.
Oh, come on. That's ridiculous.
Well, in Woodstock, New York, it's illegal to walk your bear on the street without a leash.
Are you sure it was to walk your bear or to walk bear?
Walk your bear. Got it. Be on a leash.
Well, they both sound sort of stupid, but there are people who have pets, lions and bears, mm-hmm. and there already are laws against that. And so you don't need the law that you can't take your tiger to the movies with you, because there is a law that says you can't have a tiger.
Well, you know, I think you would fit really well in the Libertarian Party, Cliff.
I know I would. I know I would. Except that the Libertarian Party ain't so libertarian anymore. They've changed it so much that it's just like the Republican Party almost. Because I can remember when I first saw the Libertarian Party, this was many years ago, and I read that and I go, wow, this is me. Because one of the first things they want to do is get rid of the IRS.
Well, it's still illegal, according to our. It was supposed to have sunsetted quite a few generations ago.
Yeah, really. And instead of that, they made it bigger and added more pages, so to speak. My God, it's just, you know, nobody can understand that either. And why do we allow this to happen? Again, what we've got to do, and what's happening right now is a beginning for the whole thing, is people are getting mad. People are getting upset about what's happening to them, about what our government is doing to them, and they're about to get mad enough, maybe, to change that. There are two things taking place. First of all, the comfort of living in the United States is going to have to deteriorate. It's just simply
It's already happening.
It's going, but it has to, because we are not competitive. We can't pay $20 an hour to people to make a widget, and then try to sell it somewhere else, because all of a sudden now the widget's going to cost $30, where I can go to Mexico and make that widget for $15.
Or on the same line, if I may interject here, you guys probably remember this since it happened in your area. Those little keychain flashlights.
Yeah,
Cindy, you might have some more insight on it if you want to tell the people the story behind that.
Well, as I recall, it was perhaps in the mid to late 90s, and we had those little LCD keychain LED lights that you squeeze, and they are blue or red or whatever. And they were assembling them in a garage-type situation out in West Plain County, like Triangle Lake or something. And because they were doing manufacturing, quote-unquote, in a rural area, it was not sanctioned by the government. And so they shut down this operation because it was not in compliance with local land use laws. That's how I remember the story.
Well, what I also remember, too, is that a lot of people were doing this on piecework in order to make some extra money. And the state came in and said, you can't do that because these people are employees.
Right.
And so the guy was saying, well, you know, I'm doing this, you know, that I'm bringing some income into the area. And they're not here at my shop. They take them home. They, you know, the retired people are loving this because they get a little bit extra money. But he lost the battle, and he was just saying, you know, I could take this to Mexico and take the money out of the area if this is the way you want to do it. And I think that's what he did.
And there's another reason to retire laws. I mean, we've got ourselves so wrapped up in so many laws, and maybe some of these laws, when they first were thought about, had a good reason, but that's what happens. One person does something, and so we make a law that says nobody in the world can do it, or nobody in the United States can do it, and it doesn't associate with other people. I mean, there are so many things that are on the books that have got to go, because you can't do anything. I mean, technically speaking, you can't do anything and get away with it legally.
Well, perhaps that's why elephants may not be used to plow cotton fields in North Carolina.
Well, I can see why. I can see why, because the elephant goes in front of the plow, and it taps down it's so much heavier than the plow that by the time the plow gets there, the soil is rock.
I see.
If elephants became popular, they would rate engines in elephant power instead of horsepower.
No, they wouldn't, because they don't even – well, they might. They might call it that, but it's so absurd anyway. You can't tell me that I can go out here and my car is 307 horsepower. You can't tell me if I put 307 horses in front of that car that they wouldn't just flat walk away with it very easily. There's no way in hell that little engine over there produces as much power as 300 horses. That's just so absurd, it's not even funny.
Anyway, speaking of funny, 646-721-9887, we're kind of having a lighter day here on KRBN, and, you know, can't be all serious every time. Of course, not that we are. We do have one person still in the chat room, and again, welcome. If you'd like to join us, we hope you will. Even if you're bored, join us. Say hi.
Give us a stupid law in the chat room. Type it in there. Go ahead.
We dare.
You can do that.
Well, if you're going to be a troublemaker, Ohio is the place to be because no one may be arrested on Sunday or on the 4th of July, according to one of their laws.
Well, here's one that's really interesting because in Indiana, you think Indiana, they're sort of independent. Well, in Indiana, the value of pi is just 3.
3.
Seriously, they've decided it's 3. We're not going to bother with all this junk. So pi is 3.
3.
Only in Indiana.
Only in Indiana.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what I call independence.
3. Under the federal code, 18 U.S.C. 2074, it is illegal to issue a fake weather bureau forecast.
Well, that's good. That's a law we need to keep so that we don't have all these people. Because I know TV weathermen that just make it up as they go along. So,
yeah, in Oregon, all they have to say, it's going to rain today. Okay, yeah, we already knew that.
But that's not fake. No matter what.
I don't believe you anyways.
Yeah.
Alabama, state code allows only 5 minutes for one vote.
5 minutes.
You got 5 minutes to cast your votes under section 17-9.13 of the Alabama code.
Well, there's going to be a lot of people upset with that.
I have another weird one from Ohio. In Bexley, Ohio, Ordinance Number 223 of September 9th, 1919, prohibits the installation and usage of slot machines in outhouses.
And especially tied to the toilet paper. Do you feel lucky today, folks?
I think you mentioned this one, Cliff. In Canton, Ohio, if one loses their pet tiger, they must notify the authorities within 1 hour.
Within an hour? No, I didn't. That's probably a good idea. Probably really.
Some of these are common sense. Some of them. It's illegal in Ohio to catch mice without a hunting license.
Be very quiet, monkey.
Now, here's one. It's illegal for more than 5 women to live in a house. Was that Ohio?
Oh, no. It was a different state, and it was 6 in that state.
Oh, okay.
So Ohio is even
so
more.
I guess this is to prevent brothels from springing up. That's the only reason I can think of why multiple states would limit
number of women.
But there
are people who have
women.
5 girls. Who
well, this
biologically...
doesn't apply in Utah.
Yeah, really? No kidding. I tell you. Now, this business about... Well, I understand. This was Ohio?
Yeah. Weird laws in Ohio.
Hmm.
Okay, here's one for Arkansas. No person shall drive a motor vehicle onto the premises of a drive-in restaurant and leave the premises without parking such motor vehicle unless there are no unoccupied parking spaces available on the premises. So once you're there, you got to stay there.
Well, now, Texas, of course, is a little more logical.
Oh, yeah.
Some of their weird laws are probably for a reason. For example, it is illegal to shoot a buffalo from the second story of a hotel in Texas. Now, here's one that is a...
And how many buffalo are in Texas?
Well, not many left. There are some, though. But here's one that actually may have at one time been fairly important law. It is illegal to milk another person's cow.
Ooh.
Now, that I can
That's
see that...
stealing milk.
Yeah, I can see that being an actual law in Texas. Now, I don't know how apropos it would be today, but... that could have been a real important law at one time, I think. I mean, that's just like, I wonder if I'm sure somewhere they have a law about picking the apples off of somebody else's tree.
Yeah.
So.
In Oklahoma, people who make ugly faces at dogs may be fined or jailed. And fish may not be contained in fish bowls while riding on a public bus. What are you supposed to do, hold them in your hand?
Put them in your pocket. They're okay.
It's like, excuse me, what's that in your pocket?
My fish. Okay. Well, again, in Texas, I like Texas because they have banned the entire Encyclopedia Britannica because it contains the formula for making beer at home.
Oh, for pity's sake.
Yep.
And I'm just going to read this raw from the chat room. In D.C., you can't film a movie and have a gun on the sidewalk, but you can film it in the street.
Well, of course. Nobody shoots people in the street, only on the sidewalk.
That's right.
Well, I can see where this buffalo thing in Texas has spread to Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, because it is illegal in Oklahoma for the owner of a bar to allow anyone inside to pretend to have sex with a buffalo. You can't shoot them in Texas, and you can't pretend fake sex with them in Oklahoma.
Oh, God.
which is worse?
The visual I didn't need. Thank you, Cindy.
Well, here's one back in Texas. In Clarendon, Texas, it's illegal to dust any public building with a feather duster. I don't quite understand that one.
If you want to go dust off a building with a feather duster, you go right ahead and let me know how it works out.
Really?
Well, you know, I do have 9 dumb laws that are right here in our very own state of Oregon. Do you want to hear what they are?
Sure.
Go for it.
Number 1, it is illegal to whisper quote-unquote dirty things in your lover's ear during sex.
I heard laughing in the bedroom.
Number 2, it is
illegal. We want to know.
It is illegal to place a container filled with human fecal matter on the side of any highway. I'm sure ODOT was really instrumental in that one.
But you can put it on the porch and light it on fire and ring the bell.
Let me throw one. I know it's in Oregon, but it might also be nationwide too. If you are urinating on the side of the road and are caught, you are now classified as a sex offender.
Oh.
That's interesting. Okay. A sex offender, huh?
Yeah, for urinating. I think that was aimed at truck drivers or whatever.
Oh.
But, you can be classified as a sex offender for urinating in a public.
We're getting a little carried away on this sex offender thing. It'll be interesting to know when these were enacted.
Number 3 for Oregon on my list, a door on a car may not be left open longer than is necessary. How important is that law?
Actually, depending on where the car is, quite important. So,
ice cream may not be eaten on Sundays.
Oh.
What does that do to Dairy Queen?
Again, we're in trouble. We've got to have this 5-year law.
Drivers must yield to pedestrians who are standing on the sidewalk.
That's everyone. So drivers can't drive.
This one will kind of give you a hint of when it might have been put on the books. Babies may not be carried on the running boards of a car.
Darn it.
Just
strap them down.
Canned
corn.
Remember
the movie MASH?
Oh, yeah.
They used to put the people on the side of the helicopter. Mm-hmm. We can just put babies on running boards that way.
On the running boards of cars. Canned corn is not to be used as bait for fishing in Oregon. In Klamath River, it is illegal to walk down a sidewalk and knock a snake's head off with your cane.
Really?
Yes. That's still on the books.
If you can figure out how to do that, you've got to be pretty talented.
No kidding. Right. And how many people walk around with canes these days?
I do.
That's right. Well, yeah. And suspenders.
Finally, in Hood River.
I wish I had the... And number 10.
And number 10 would be, yes. In Hood River, juggling is prohibited without a license.
Oh, I can see that. Hood River, I know them. They juggle a lot.
And here's one from Corvallis, Oregon. A woman is not allowed to drink coffee after 6 p.m.
Oh, a woman isn't.
Well, that's good because they get all hyper.
That's right.
By the way, in Maine, shotguns are required to be taken to church in the event of an Native American attack in Maine.
Uh-huh.
And from our chat room, in D.C., you can be taken to divorce court if you live with your partner for more than 2 years.
That's probably a good idea.
Even if you're not married, common law.
Right. I mean, I think 2 years isn't common law. Most of the places 7 years. I think 2 years is sufficient. You know, after 2 years, if you've lived with somebody for 2 years, you should have to go by.
That's right. You could say, I've been with this person for 7 years, and it's the 3 of the happiest years of my life.
Yeah.
Well, in New York, you can't dissolve a marriage for irreconcilable differences unless both agree to it.
Wow.
I mean, if you can't reconcile your differences, like, you're going to agree to it.
Okay.
Really? And also in New York, the penalty for jumping off a building is death.
Yeah, probably.
Unless, of course, they don't pick up the garbage or snow, in which case you just go...
Really, really. Well, in Maine, you got to be careful, because I would be in trouble, because I do wait. But after January 14th, you'll be charged a fine for still having your Christmas decorations up.
Ooh.
In Maine. And I have a tendency to want to leave my Christmas tree up usually through January, because I spent so much time putting that silly thing up that I'm going to leave it up there as long, and I'm going to enjoy it as long as I can. And I usually wait until the last minute to put it up. So consequently, if I'm going to get much out of it, I got to leave it up at least for a month.
Well, right here.
Speaking of last minute here, 28 minutes left in the show. 646-721-9887.
We've got an hour.
Getting some great comments in the chat room. We've got a couple people in there now. Welcome. Give us a call, 646-721-9887. Press 1 on your telephone and join the conversation. We're getting some pretty good lists here going.
Yeah, put some stuff in the chat room, too. That's good. That's neat.
In Rhode Island, a stupid state law, no one may bite off another's leg. It's against the law.
Another's leg.
That must
but
happen.
You can, bite off your own.
You can bite off your own.
Get off me.
You can't bite off another.
Okay, sure.
In Rhode Island, any marriage where either of the parties is an idiot or a lunatic is null and void.
I like this one from China. According to a law in China, you must be intelligent to go to college.
Well,
Do
you become intelligent before or after you go to college? I don't know. Here's one that's actually a little scary. In Maine again, in Biddle Fork, Maine, it's against a law to roller skate on a sidewalk. Now that's pretty scary. Where are you going to roller skate in the middle of the road? Maybe.
Well, a lot of laws like that around here because roller skating kind of got a little bit out of hand.
Well, yeah. I guess.
Go round and round, Jim Croce song, roller derby.
Yeah.
Well, in South Dakota, movies that show police officers being struck, beaten, or treated in an offensive manner are forbidden.
Is there a non-offensive manner for doing that?
And also in South Dakota, no horses are allowed into Fountain Inn unless they're wearing pants.
The horses?
The horse. No horses allowed in the Fountain Inn unless they're wearing pants.
Well, they actually, in Portland, Oregon, they wanted to require dogs to wear diapers so the kids didn't see their
doggy parts. You know, speaking of self-serving, and I don't know, where is Dunkin' Donuts' original home? Do you know?
I don't know either, but in
South Berwick, Maine, it is illegal to park in front of Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh.
So maybe that's where they're from. That's, you know, I don't know who would, I assume the Dunkin' Donuts probably was behind that one.
Yeah. No, all the cops, they, you know, don't get in our spot. Reserve parking.
And in Wells, Maine, it's against the law to feed the deer.
Oh.
Now that's.
I could see that one because then. Same argument about feeding, you know, any type of wild animal.
That actually is not that far off because even right here in the state of Oregon, I used to drive down here from Washington on 97, and I went by fields of cattle, mm-hmm. only to find out they weren't. They were fields of deer because the deer came down and it was easier to come down here and get the food and steal it from the cattle than it was to forage from the cells. So you had huge numbers, huge herds of deer in the fields alongside the road. And so consequently, basically what you're doing is feeding the deer, not beer. Maybe they were feeding a beer. I don't know.
Are you feeding the deer beer?
Deer beer.
Deer beer.
That's like deer beer or something.
Well, you were asking about Dunkin' Donuts. They were found in 1950 in Quincy, Massachusetts.
In Massachusetts.
And now they're headquartered in Canton, Massachusetts.
So, Maine is close. It's not very far away.
Mm-hmm.
So, who knows? Maybe they had a lot of stores in Maine. And
in South Carolina, horses may not be kept in bathtubs.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I can't believe it.
I'd love to keep my horse in the bathtub.
Alabama again. Boogers may not be flicked into the wind.
Ew.
Okay.
In South Carolina, also, when approaching a four-way or blind intersection in a non-horse-driven vehicle, you must stop 100 feet from the intersection and discharge a firearm into the air to warn horse traffic. Again, we can tell that one's one that we wouldn't miss today. Unless perhaps you're from Pennsylvania.
I'm sorry about that, Chief.
Well, this is an interesting one, and I can understand this. In Wisconsin at one time, margarine was illegal.
Ooh.
Now, I can remember way back when margarine or fake butter first came out. I can see why it was illegal, because it was horrible stuff. You got this little packet of yellow powder, and you mixed it into a can of shortening and made margarine.
Oh.
And it was horrible things. I mean, it tasted like shortening with salt in it. And that's basically what it was.
Oh, nasty.
It was really bad stuff. So I can see why in Wisconsin they decided to make it illegal. But now I can't believe it's butter. And so
Butter?
I can't believe it's butter. I just can't believe it.
Not a butter peanut butter sandwich.
So consequently, obviously, margarine has come a long way. But this nowadays they actually put butter in margarine. And Land O'Lakes even has a thing that on the butter they put canola oil in their butter.
Uh-huh.
And now we've sort of gotten
better.
Better butter, yeah.
Better.
I don't know if it's better. I haven't tried it.
But it's not. You're right.
Careful in Wisconsin because it's against the law to kiss on a train.
To kiss on a train or kiss a train?
On a train.
Okay.
Or kiss a train. I don't know. I suppose it'd be okay to kiss the train if you want to do that. Of course, what part of the train do you want to kiss?
What part of the train would you kiss? Well, in Tennessee, driving is not to be done while asleep. That's an important one.
I got to remember that. Got to wake up before I go out and get in the car.
And somebody needs to get a memo to frogs in Tennessee because it is illegal for them to croak after 11 p.m.
Now that I can go for. We used to have right next door here, over in the corner of the backyard, the next door neighbor did put a really nice night pond in there.
Uh-huh.
And it was really pretty and it was really very decorative and very nice until frog season or if frogs
frog
in the season.
Moves in.
And it got to the point you couldn't sleep. You couldn't go to sleep. I mean, I don't know how many frogs were out there, but it was a bunch of them, and they were really, really, really noisy. They
Aww.
Really were. So this poor guy, he didn't know what to do. So what he did is he went out and hired all the kids in the neighborhood and paid them 25 cents a frog and got rid of the frog. He did.
Go.
It worked, too. At 25 cents a frog, kids will come up with lots of frogs.
Okay, I got a couple for you. Let's see where this one's at. This is North Dakota. One may be jailed for wearing a hat while dancing. And
oh, then so much for the Mexican hat dance.
Exactly. And a New Year's Eve celebration. you cannot have fireworks at a New Year's Eve celebration after 11 p.m.
After 11 p.m.? Well, that sort of quiets things down, I suppose. You know, either that or you've got a hell of a noise before 11 p.m.
No kidding.
That's not going to stop them from making the noise and doing the fireworks. So some of these, again, probably a good idea when you thought about it, but when you actually put it in effect, it's dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
That's the way with most laws.
Well, I've got a couple more dumb ones from Tennessee. You can't shoot any game other than whales from a moving automobile. The last time I checked my geography, Tennessee was not anywhere near an ocean where there would be whales. So why they would have that law on their books?
Well, that pretty well eliminates shooting anything from a moving vehicle, then, doesn't it?
I guess so.
Speaking of vehicles, it is illegal to drive the wrong way down a one-way street it is legal to drive the wrong way down a one-way street if you have a lantern attached to the front of your car.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll put a lantern on the front. I have a lantern right over here too.
However,
an LED lantern.
However, it is illegal to wear a fake mustache in church if it causes laughter.
No laughing in church. That's a very important rule.
Really?
Well, given this is Tennessee, interracial marriages are illegal.
Okay.
It is legal to gather and consume roadkill in Tennessee. A little extra protein on the plate.
Well, Tennessee has a lot of roadkill, I think. So that would be logical.
And a lot of people have great recipes for how to use it, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I got a law in Washington that you're not going to believe. Are you ready for this? Washington. Just right up the street.
Uh-huh.
It's Washington.
The evergreen state.
All lollipops are banned in Washington.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what it says right there.
I see that.
Is this a recent law?
Obviously not, because I've bought many, many, many lollipops in Washington.
Well, the reason why I asked that, because recently the food police have really been hitting Washington State hard.
Oh, yeah, I can believe that. Food police get really carried away at times, I'll tell you, with a little of everything.
There's an anti-crime law in Texas that requires criminals to give their victims 24-hour notice, either orally or in writing, and explain the nature of the crime that is to be committed. Okay.
Is this Mrs. Jones? Yes. Tomorrow at 7 p.m., I'm going to come in and rob you. Yeah, right. Sure you are.
Well, there's a similar law in Arizona. I take that back. I read the wrong thing. Go ahead. I'll find it.
Well, it is back in Washington again. It's illegal to paint polka dots on the American flag.
Well, I support that completely.
Oh, no.
The good patriot that I am.
Yes, polka dot flags.
Okay, Washington State, it's against the law not to report your crime ahead of time, I think is what Cindy was just saying, but you have to call the sheriff's office to do this. The idea behind the law was to cut down on the spiraling crime rate, so...
Well, they do have one law in Washington that actually makes a lot of sense. It says one may not spit on a bus.
I like that, for hygiene purposes.
Does that mean that on the bus you can't spit, or you can't spit on the bus?
Well, no, it's because too many people fell off the bus trying to get on top of it.
You can spit on the side of it, you know. You don't have to stand on top of it to spit.
I have some really funny ones from Utah, when you're ready.
Go ahead.
It is illegal to cause a catastrophe in Utah.
Well, I certainly hope so.
When a person reaches the age of 50, he or she can marry their cousin. Assuming that is because they're beyond the age of being able to have children from the union, perhaps.
Except not anymore.
In Utah, it is illegal not to drink milk. You must drink milk in Utah.
Oh.
A husband is responsible for every criminal act committed by his wife while she is in his presence. Now, this one is one that no one may have sex in the back of an ambulance if it is responding to an emergency call.
But if it's not, it's okay.
So who got caught with their pants down in the back of an ambulance?
Really? Really?
But they had to make a law for that.
Were they going to or from the emergency call? That's what I want to know. Yeah. Who were they having sex with?
We'd like to know. Anyway,
yes.
Program 646-721-9887. Give us a call. Give us some.
You must have a funny one somewhere. Give us a call and let us know what it is, because there's so many dumb laws on the books. And I'm sure we don't have them all.
That's right. And like I say, it's just kind of a fun day here on KRBN. You know, instead of getting all the serious all the time, we got to once in a while have a little bit of levity. Okay, here's a couple for you. In Victoria, Australia, only a licensed electrician is allowed to change light bulb.
That could get expensive.
Yeah, really.
Similarly, it is forbidden to wear pink hot pants after midday on a Sunday.
After midday?
That's right.
But that's when you'd want to wear them. To cool off, I suppose. Well, what are hot pants? Aren't they shorts?
Yeah, they were when I was growing up.
I don't know. I've never, believe me, I've never worn hot pants, I'm sure. So.
In Ohio, it is against state law. Now, I'd love to be sitting in on the debate on this one. It's against state law to get a fish drunk. And how can you tell if they're drunk? You know, they can't swim in a straight line.
You just ask them when you catch them, are you drunk? Flop, 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 and they'll just flop around, so that means you got to throw them back in.
Okay, in Indonesia, the penalty for masturbation is decapitation, but they didn't say of what.
Ouch.
In India, you never know.
Well, in Vermont, it's illegal to tie a giraffe to a telephone pole.
Oh, that's ridiculous. You've got to tie it somewhere.
I'm glad to see that because, you know, I'm really getting tired of seeing those giraffes tied up onto a...
No kidding. I mean, they're a public nuisance.
Okay, in Kentucky, it is illegal to carry a concealed, now get this, concealed weapon that's more than 6 feet long.
6 feet long.
Got to be a tall person to carry a concealed weapon, obviously.
And unless you're married in Florida, you can't parachute on a Sunday. You go to jail for that one.
Oh, well, most people are married, so a lot of people can parachute on Sunday, then that's okay.
There's a lot of blue law Sunday laws that are still on the books.
Yeah, yeah. Again, 5 years.
If you have the plague in London, don't flag down a taxi.
Well, you know, if you're doing more than 65 miles an hour, police can stop you for riding your bike.
Oh, for riding your bike more than 65, yeah.
Yeah. Good luck getting your bike up to 65 miles an hour.
In Providence, Rhode Island, it is still illegal for shop owners to sell toothpaste and toothbrushes to the same customer on a Sunday.
Oh, really?
Well, one of them blue laws.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, when I was a student at Louisiana State University in Baton Rouge in the late 70s, there were still blue laws on the books that were enforced. You went into a Kroger grocery store and you could buy food, but if you needed a heating pad because you threw your back out, you had to wait till Monday to buy it. And that was as recently as the late 70s.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the Sunday laws, a lot of places really get carried away with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of places, the stores can't even be open on Sundays.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Yeah.
There was a big controversy over that in Linden, Washington.
Yeah.
Because it had been a practice in that community, and they're the ones that have it look like Holland with a windmill, and,
mm-hmm,
and they
mm-hmm.
they grow tulips all around that
right.
city, and they have these tourist places, and their downtown area, and there was a big controversy when I visited in probably 2000, 2001. A petition was in all the businesses that were open on Sunday calling for the city council to make it okay for everybody to be open on Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. I know they were really strict on their laws, and the blue laws were some of the most strict ones.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from that area up there, and I'm well aware of them.
Yeah, I got one for you.
Okay.
Let's see, is this one really cute, right? This song by Randy Newman is still illegal to be played on radio stations in Maryland.
Yeah, I'm going to do a whole show on banned songs.
Oh,
there are a lot of really weird banned songs, and some of them that you wouldn't even realize could be banned, but I guess years ago we were sort of prudish, to say the least.
Well, it has to be, because in Virginia, there's a law that says it's illegal to tickle women, and in Norfolk, Virginia, it is illegal for a woman to go out without wearing a corset, and you may not have oral or anal sex in Virginia, according to their state law. And it's illegal to have sex with the lights on, and one may not have sex in any position other than missionary.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm sure it goes into detail on how to do that.
Most likely. You got to be careful in Connecticut too, because in Devon, Connecticut, it's unlawful to walk backwards after sunset. You can walk backwards most of the day if you want to,
but after sunset
you can't do that. You have to go forwards, which is good probably.
Well, and this one says in Washington. I don't know if they're referring to state or D.C., but I think it'd be D.C. It is still an offense to pretend that you have rich parents.
That's right, man. My parents, you know, they're just so wealthy and everything, you know.
You're under arrest.
Well, in Hartford, Connecticut, and this is pretty important, in Hartford, Connecticut, you're not allowed to cross the street while walking on your hands.
Okay. Especially if you're wearing a skirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't see.
Yeah, yeah. Here, you love this. And as a truck driver, New Britain, Connecticut, it's illegal for fire trucks to go faster than 25 miles an hour, even when they're going to a fire. 25 miles an hour.
That was fast.
Let the place. You know, in the very first, this is my little known fact of great unimportance. The very first moving violation traffic ticket was given to a yellow cab number 47 in New York City for doing the breakneck speed of 12 miles an hour.
I do remember reading that. Yeah. Can you imagine? 12 miles.
Breakneck speed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right. I almost caught up with him that day. Nymphomania, 1935. Mickey Mouse was banned because the authorities thought that the sight of a 10-foot-high rodent on the screen would terrify the nation.
It would.
And similarly, Donald Duck comics were once banned in Finland because he never wore pants.
Well, that's logical. I mean, God.
But then again, he's not anatomically correct, I don't think.
But if they're going to put pants on dogs, they should put pants on Donald Duck.
Well, he
or
had,
Mickey Mouse or whomever.
Yes, they had.
Of course, that's okay because Donald Duck, it's covered with feathers. So that's the same as pants. But I don't know about Mickey Mouse.
Well, I know Walt Disney had to put clothes on his critters.
Yeah.
That was just the times.
Yeah. Well.
That's right.
But, you know, we've been talking about these issues, these laws on the books. But, you know, we talked last week, we had a call that talked about a proposed 28th Amendment. And maybe could we spend just a couple minutes?
Absolutely.
Actually, what I would like to do, if we could, because I think this is a pretty important topic, and I would like to say next week's show would be on this proposed 28th Amendment and some of the reasonings and all that, because there's an awful lot of information about that we should cover.
Mm-hmm.
And doing it in 7 minutes,
I
don't think going to be possible. Just in case you want. The proposed amendment to the United States Constitution goes like this. Congress shall make no law that applies to the citizens of the United States that does not equally apply to senators and or representatives, and Congress shall make no law that applies to senators and or representatives that does not apply equally to the citizens of the United States. Now, that's what it's broken down to as the amendment. There's some stuff that's being sent around on the Internet that says all sorts of things as to why and how and what and all that kind of stuff, but it all boils down to that is the proposed 28th Amendment, and I think that's a great idea. And we should do something about installing that, not for maybe the reasons that they've talked about, but we need to go into that. What do you think, Robin?
Well, I agree 100%. I mean, there are some labor laws and other laws that Congress and in the White House that we are all subject to, but they're not.
Yeah. So and some of them that they're saying that we are and they're not, that are not true. But I think it's worth an entire show. So let's make this the subject of our show next week. The proposed 28th Amendment to the United States Constitution. And there's just so much information about that we can do the whole 90 minutes on that with no trouble at all. Everybody's quiet.
All right.
Well, you know, maybe we ought to give a moment of silence for the passing of a Hollywood legend today. Elizabeth Taylor passed away today.
Well, that's too bad because she definitely was a legend. An awful lot of actors and actresses have passed away, and no big thing. But Elizabeth Taylor was pretty major, and she did some good things in her life, and she did some weird things in her life. And she was, I think, a pretty normal human being. as well as being unbelievably famous.
Well, and that, and she was also what Michael Jackson wanted to be, or who?
Well, no, I think Michael Jackson pretty almost made it. The last part, few years of his life, he really looked an awful lot like her.
Well, she was 79.
Yeah.
Too bad.
Liz Taylor, which, by the way, she doesn't like to be called Liz in a Good Morning America interview. Kind of yelling in the background. As the greats perish, I guess, for a lack of a better way of saying it, I can't think of too many new actors that come up and take their places.
No, I'll agree with that. There's a lot of, well, of course, now you got to remember that we remember these people as being really great because we remember these people. There are some really great actors and actresses that are on the screen today that I don't even know their name.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're just new and we're not. So, ready or not. But it is, like you say, the old greats are leaving us just as we're leaving us when you get right down to it. So.
Yeah, and the kids nowadays are going, who is this fat man in a jumpsuit that they keep referring to as being great?
I don't even know who you're talking about. So.
Referring to Elvis.
Oh.
Oh. Wow.
Well, you know, interestingly, he's one of the very few that is still being revered around the world, even though he's been dead for years and years, mm-hmm. and years. Kids who could not possibly have ever known who he was in person are still talking about Elvis Presley. It's amazing. He has had huge impact on the world. And Darrell, I don't know if you know it or not, but he still holds the record for the most number one hits on the Billboard Hot Top 100 ever.
Wow.
And I thought there would be a couple of people that would have passed him by now, like Madonna or somebody like mm-hmm. that, or Michael Jackson. But that's not the case. Presley still, as far as I know at this point, holds the record.
Yeah. And Cliff, because I know how you feel about Obama, I have one last one for you in the last
okay.
In Indiana, USA, in the 1950s, anything to do with Robin Hood was banned on the grounds that robbing from the rich and giving to the poor was a communist act.
Well, that's probably true. A communist act. It depends on how you decide what communist is. Well, if you read the book, that would be right.
Mm-hmm.
That would be right. And if you... never mind. If you look at our Congress, we're getting there.
They're always
except different. That we're not giving to the poor. We're just giving it to Congress.
They're always good for entertainment. So anyway, again, we appreciate you listening to the show and all those people that were in the chat room. We're just about out of time here. If you do have a suggestion for a topic, please send us an email, talk@krbnradio.com. You can always add comments per each episode of the show. We'd love to hear them, and we do respond back to our comments. And, of course, you know you can join us live here every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m.
Yes. And next week, during the week this week, think about the 28th Amendment and come up with some comments and be prepared to give us a call next week at 646-721-9887. And that will be our subject. And we'd love to hear from you because there's so much that could be said about this and things leading up to it as to why and what. And all that sort of thing that we really love to hear from you. 646-721-987. Write it down so that next week you can give us a call. And please think about calling us because this is something we really want to know what you think about. And till then, we'll see you.
Bye, y'all.
See you later.
If you like today's show, please let us know by visiting us on Facebook and clicking on the like button. You can also get show updates on Twitter and on our website at www.krbnradio.com. This is KRBN Internet News Talk Radio.